This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn, Republican, representing the Centennial State's 5th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts today as the Obama administration reveals the president's plan for health care reform. And this, of course, comes 3 days ahead of the public town hall type summit at the White House involving both Republicans and Democrats. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, it's great to be on your show, Greg.
Anything that the president proposed today that surprised you? What jumps out at you from what you know so far?
I am surprised that it's really nothing more than a regurgitation of the House and Senate plans. Greg, there really isn't much more here than what the Democrats had already put on the table in both the House and the Senate. So I am really deeply disappointed that we do not have room for Republican ideas.
The president has apparently put in what they call some Republican ideas related to rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse from the Medicare system. Does that satisfy you and most of your colleagues as far as you know?
No, it satisfies nobody. If people knew how to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, they would have already done it by now. That's just tokenism, symbolism.
In terms of what the president is calling for, one of which is the federal power to either lower or simply refuse insurance companies' ability to raise premiums, good idea or bad idea?
It's government intrusion into the marketplace. I mean, let's take a step back, Greg. There really is not room here for Republican ideas. I'm going to strongly recommend to the House leadership that we not even go to the conference. We shouldn't let them have this glorified photo op when there's really no room for Republican ideas. I don't think the White House is at all sincere about listening to Republicans, and that really is outrageous.
We're talking with Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn, who's graciously joining us as he gets ready to board a flight, so that might be the noise you hear in the background of our conversation. Congressman, the accusation against your party, of course, is that you're the party of no, you're the obstructionist. So if you don't even go to the summit, does that add ammunition to the Democrats' argument, or do you think that the public sees this summit as a photo op like you described it?
They're going to make that argument regardless. Two-thirds of the American people, Greg, do not like the proposals that the House and Senate have been throwing around. So I think the Republican Party is on firm ground by saying we're not going to go along with something that the American people don't want or don't need. And we do have a lot of good ideas, buying insurance across state lines, tort reform, tax equity. Those three things right there would bring down the cost of insurance tremendously and make it more portable and accessible.
Congressman, we're hearing talk about reconciliation, and I know this is more of a Democratic strategy than anything you would be involved with, but is the idea for the House to pass the Senate bill that passed around Christmas and then both would pass this amendment on an up or down vote, or is this a replacement for what is being debated right now up on the Hill?
Well, that's a way in the Senate to get around the not having 60 votes anymore since Scott Brown was sworn in. I can't believe, Greg, that they're doubling down, that they're even considering ramming through those unpopular proposals. And they're not unpopular because American people don't know what's in them. They're unpopular because American people do know what's in them. Government mandates, government control, taking away our freedoms. Much of it is probably unconstitutional on top of everything else.
Well, the president said in his State of the Union, which would seem to be contrary to what you just said, is that he believes the failure was not explaining it clearly enough. You say it's the people do understand it, but they don't like it. What have you heard specifically from your constituents?
My constituents do not like the unconstitutionality. If the government can tell you have to buy this product, they can have you do anything. And that really bothers a lot of people in my district. The cost is not good. And most people are satisfied with the insurance they have. It's not perfect, but it's better than this government-run plan that Barack Obama wants to cram down our throats.
What ideas will the Republicans be presenting if, in fact, you do go on Thursday? What are the priorities that you need to make sure the American people know are your ideas, that you do think that health care reform is necessary? What are those principles?
Greg, one big thing is tax equity. Right now, only corporate employees get the tax break that everyone should be able to enjoy. if you were not tied down to your job provided health care, it would become much more portable. And then you could take it from job to job. It would be yours. It wouldn't come through your employer. And the cost savings would be tremendous as well. Tort reform. The Democrat special interest of trial lawyers will not allow them to consider any kind of tort reform. Because of defensive medicine, Greg, there's a lot of extra costs for testing and everything else, and that is passed on to the consumers. Some kind of tort reform would be a tremendous cost savings. Those are ideas that Republicans are pushing, but the White House has just ignored us 100%.
Sir, Harry Reid says this will be done 60 days from now, that what appeared to be dead at one time is now back on track and probably will be passed. What's your sense? I know this is all happening in a fluid way, but do you think that something will, in fact, be passed here?
I am hopeful that because the American people have been so good at letting their views be known in a great way, the Tea Party movement, the town halls in August, the American people have made it clear that they don't want this rammed down our throats. And the Democrats do that at their risk. Now, Harry Reid has been wrong before, Greg. He's been, just last week, he was wrong on a jobs bill that he tried to get through the Senate and failed at. So I wouldn't put a lot of stock in Harry Reid.
Congressman, we'll let you catch your flight. Thanks so much for your thoughts as the White House rolls out its priorities here finally in written language.
Keep up your good work, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn represents his state's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.